I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
From CBSSports.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Brian DiArdo. Brian, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. We'll start with the AFC, rather, because, you know, it's kind of where we are. And we know Cincinnati's had the drama with Hendrickson that, at least for now, has been resolved. They got Shamar Stewart in. They spent a ton of dough in the offseason on their wide receivers, et cetera, et cetera. Then you got Pittsburgh coming in here with Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf, fancy names. Are they still fancy enough players? Get it. Ravens are awesome. We know that talent-wise on paper. But what about Cleveland? We always look for that wild card team to come out of nowhere and make life miserable for opposing ball clubs. 2 years ago, Kevin Stefanski was coach of the year, and they were a playoff team with a certain Joe Flacco at quarterback helping the cause. Is there enough on this roster that Flacco, barring a ton of turnovers, could at least make them viable? Or is it the ship has sailed and they're too limited in regards to competing with the other teams in their division, much less the rest of the AFC?
Well, if I was them, I'd be watching the Ohio State-Texas game very closely for my first pick in next year's draft. So that's where my focus, I think, should be. And look, like you said, 2 years ago they were in the playoffs with Joe Flacco leading the way. And Kevin Stefanski is a very accomplished coach. Again, two-time coach of the year. So is there a chance that Cleveland could surprise us? Absolutely. A lot would have to go their way. I think the Quinshon Judkins situation is very disappointing for them, given that, you know, they let Nick Chubb go because he had his injuries. Now, Ford is a very, I think, as Ravens fans know, you watch a lot of Browns football. I think Ford is a very serviceable running back. So, you know, Flacco and Ford helped them go to the playoffs, like I said. And Jerry Jeudy's still a good receiver. But just to me, too much has to go right for them to be a viable team. And again, as you guys all know, things can unravel very quickly if you're not in the mix in late November. That's basically what happened to the Browns last year. And so, you know, they're going to have to remain in the hunt midway through November. I just don't see that happening.
Hey, Brian, who are a couple teams or a team that didn't make the playoffs last year that you see having a good chance to be in it this year?
If we're just talking AFC, guys, the Bengals are that team, right? I mean, there's not really any other teams out there. I mean, the Colts with Daniel Jones, I mean, maybe, because the AFC South is just not a good division. But other than that, again, I'm trying to find you a sexier answer. There really isn't any. I don't think Miami
Raiders?
The Raiders, I just think there's not enough quite there yet on defense, but you know, and just the fact they play in that AFC West that's so difficult. I think if things work out better for Miami, they have a shot because New England isn't going to be very good. And so I think Miami potentially has a shot because, hey, they have a franchise quarterback, right? They still have very good weapons at receiver. So they're still a team that I'm not entirely ruling out. And then Cincinnati, to me, you know, I was saying this to a buddy off air today. If they don't make the playoffs for a third straight year with Joe Burrow, you know, is Zach Taylor's job potentially on the line? You would think it has to be. So I think Miami, and now you did mention the Raiders. I think they are a fun team to watch. I think they're going to be a fun team to keep an eye on. I love Genty because he's kind of that Marshawn Lynch that Pete Carroll's trying to have. But so they'll be an interesting team to watch for sure.
What about the Giants? I mean, they went 3-0 in the preseason, which doesn't mean a lot, but Jackson Dart give their fans a lot of hope.
They're not going to be any good. I have a lot of family that are Steeler fans. They loved Russell Wilson for a couple of weeks. And then all of a sudden, once you started to realize it's all checkdowns and bombs. And yeah, I mean, you know, Dart looked good. But, and this might be me kind of, you know, me being a crotchety old man. It just seems like he's got a lot of moxie, maybe too much for a guy in this league that hasn't done much. But I just think, again, like very similar to some of the other teams we're talking about, like the Browns, for example, there's just too many holes. And the fact that they play in that division with Washington, with the Eagles, with Dallas, I just don't see them doing anything.
Now, the NFC East, you like Dallas or you like Washington? Or you mentioned Dallas, Washington,
he doesn't like the
Philly.
Giants. He made that clear.
Yeah.
I don't like the Giants. No, Eagles are the team. I mean, the Eagles are the team for sure, and I got a lot of heat because I had them ranked number one on the best teams the last 25 years.
Damn.
I mean, you look, but like how many teams, they're built like a 90s team pre-salary cap. I mean, they have the league's best running back, a top five quarterback, two top 20 receivers, one top 20 receiver, a top 20 tight end, the league's best defense. I mean, there's nothing not to like about that team. You can question, is that defense still going to be okay? Because it just seems like every couple years they lose some pieces on that defense, which is just how they handle the salary cap, right? They lock in their best offensive players and they try to figure out how to plug holes on defense. But that they're still the team for me. Dallas is, as we all know, super interesting team. We never know what's going to happen with them. I think they're, again, teetering on 9 or 10 wins. The question is, when is George Pickens going to go nuts like he always does? That's the question there. And then Micah Parsons, all of a sudden, there's all these rumblings he might get traded to Green Bay, which kind of came out of nowhere. So I don't know if that's smokescreen, if there's any validity to that. But, no, the Eagles are still my team for sure in the NFC, not just the NFC East, but the entire NFC.
All right, what do you think of the Ravens then?
Oh, I said this last time I was on your show. I mean, they're the team to beat in the AFC. They are the team to beat. It's not the Chiefs. I know the Chiefs are the team that gets to the Super Bowl. The Ravens have been the best team in this division and arguably in this league for several years. As you guys know, once again, it's a self-inflicted wound. And I didn't say it on the last time I was on, but I had some time to think. And I love if you guys could give me the answer to this. When was the last time that defense stepped up and won them a playoff game? And I'm not discussing like the Houston playoff win they had or the Pittsburgh one last year, like against the Buffalo Bills or against the Kansas City Chiefs. Like that to me, and you know, because we can all talk about the Lamar Jackson turnovers or the Mark Andrews drop. Absolutely, those are all reasons why Baltimore hasn't gotten over the hump. But again, when was the last time that defense, and they don't need to be the 2000 Ravens, that's fine, but maybe be the 2012 Ravens and win them some games. And I think that, to me, is going to be the key here. If Baltimore is going to make that last jump, can this defense dominate and win them some games when their offense isn't quite clicking the way they can?
Maybe 2008 at Tennessee when the Titans were the number one seed when Joe Flacco was a rookie. But in all fairness to the Ravens, I don't want to go full on Homer. Brian DiArdo from CBSSports.com talking NFL. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. The AFC Championship game 2 years ago, they held Kansas City scoreless in the second half. I mean, they scored two touchdowns on the first couple of drives. Ravens offense couldn't generate anything. But yes, your point is taken. So you mentioned the Ravens. I'm going to throw out two teams here. And I want to get your answer to this question. The Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs will not win the Super Bowl because of what?
What does possibility mean to you? That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I think the Chiefs won't win because I think teams have figured out how to play them efficiently enough, which is if you contain and neutralize Patrick Mahomes, you can win the game. You put pressure on him, you rattle him, you get him off his game, you can win the game. And there's also questions at receiver. So, Patrick Mahomes is awesome. I just think that there's enough teams out there that have kind of figured it out. And I think he's at where Brady was at that point in his career, where he needed Bill Belichick to kind of reload the roster and kind of help him out a little bit. So why the Bills won't win, they don't have enough of a support system around Josh Allen. And I just think every year he takes too many hits. And again, this is kind of the issue when in this new league that's driven by quarterbacks is that, yeah, it's awesome to have one of those guys, but it kind of makes it easy if you're the opposition. You got to just stop him. You got to neutralize him. And I like the weapons the Bills have at receiver, but they don't have a stud out there, right? They don't have, like, I would take Baltimore's receiving corps over theirs easily. I would take Baltimore's skill set over Kansas City's for sure. And so to me, I just think from a skill set position, Baltimore is better than both teams, and their defense is probably a little better.
Now, Brian, what do you think of the Steelers?
We don't have enough time for that. I think I could see them going like 10-7 and not making the playoffs. I just think I think that they could if they get the right spot in the playoff, if they get the right matchup, like if they get Houston in the wild card round, I think they could get an upset. Here's what I'll say overall, though. I would be shocked if that's not a top five defense in the league. I think Jalen Ramsey's acquisition is the most, one of the most underrated stories in the NFL right now. I think that they're going to move Watt around more, so he's going to be harder to contain. I just think in general, they were humbled badly by Baltimore, and I wouldn't be surprised if the code to get into their facility wasn't 299, the amount of rushing yards Baltimore put on them. But my question is the offense. I think they're going to miss Najee Harris. I think that running game is going to be tough for them. And I think that offense, it's going to be hard for them to find their footing early in the season. So I don't think they're going to be a bad team, but I think they're basically going to be where they always are, which is fighting for a wild card spot. And for them, the ceiling is winning one playoff game. They snapped that 8-year drought without a playoff win. I think that's a good season for them.
Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. Giants stink. We got that for Brian, and it's going to be the Ravens and Eagles in the Super Bowl coming up February of 26. Brian, appreciate the time as always. Season has started. We look forward to talking to you a lot over the next few months here.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Yep, there's Brian DiArdo, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7. The Fan. We'll come back, get to the Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, and the Ravens have brought back a familiar name to the practice squad. I think you're going to like it.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.